All right, good afternoon, and I'll open it up for any questions.
You know anything about this team you guys are facing this week?
A kid.
A little bit.
How do you feel about going up against the Colts, team you're quite familiar with?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a great challenge. You know, when you have an opportunity, obviously, to look at them from a you know, football standpoint, you know a little bit more about these guys than maybe some others. You know, we had 10 great years there. It's ironic, you know, that we get an opportunity to kind of play against them, which is going to be a lot of fun because you got two teams with great desire, and Chuck probably feels the same way on the other side of it. So it's going to be fun.
What do you think your emotions will be like when you see the white and blue out there, you know, from your perspective?
I went to the University of Iowa, you know, and I was at Northwestern, and we played against my alma mater. And, you know, at that point in time, all I was concentrating on was doing my job and trying to get a victory. And it'll be no different in this game.
Do you think that you might have perhaps an insider knowledge, you know, to what Colts like to do on offense?
You know, obviously all of that's changed. It's a tremendous – it's a different package. You know, Bruce has brought his package in and developed it. They're doing things totally different than we had done them previously. And then obviously the defensive scheme is different also. Just the more of the players on defense are still some of the guys that were there when I was there. So, you know, obviously we know what the strengths and weaknesses they have, but and they don't have many weaknesses. You know, they're a talented group. So, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us.
When the Ravens played the Patriots earlier in the year, Dean said that it's kind of, as much as he wants to treat it like any other game, it's really not in his mind going up against his former player. Do you kind of feel that same way going into this one?
Well, certainly. I mean, you don't spend 10 years in a place and walk away from it and not have a sense of, obviously, some of the guys, particularly some of the guys that you coach. I mean, those guys, you know, laid it on the line for you when you were there. And so, obviously, you're going to look at things a little bit differently. You know a lot more people. 10 years in this profession is an eternity. You know, 3 years is a long time for a coach. It's a bit different in that regard. But just in terms of will it make any difference in how we go about the game, how we call the game, how we practice and prepare for the game? Absolutely not.
Jim, I understand you have your focus is completely on the game plan here, but there are a lot of coaching openings. You don't know do you think about your future in the NFL, given that you haven't been assured you'll come back as an offensive coordinator? Like I said, head coaching openings?
Well, you know, I typically don't think too much beyond this next ball game. You know, tomorrow's not even promised to me. I think they said it's biblically, right? Isn't that the truth? You know, so I really don't think that far. I mean, I'm not looking off, gazing into the sunrise or anything of that nature. I'm trying to make certain that I'm doing my job and getting our guys ready to go out and play. We got a real chore ahead of us. I think I'll answer that question. I think someone asked me that once before. And anybody in this business, I think that they certainly would like to get to the point where they reach the top of their profession. I think everybody. I mean, you ask a guy who's coaching in high school or junior high or college or whatever it might be, they'd love to have an opportunity to be a head coach, and I'm no different.
Coach, what was the transition like for you, spending 10 years there and then coming to a different situation?
After 37 years, I've moved from place to place a number of times. You know, this isn't the first move that we've made. After you've been a place for 10 years, you know, it's a bit different because you've been there so long. You typically don't get that kind of tenure in our profession. So that in itself, obviously, we're blessed and feel fortunate to have had an opportunity to stay at one place for that length of time without moving. But the transition has been very, very smooth for me. This is a great organization from top to bottom, great ownership, just a tremendous front office. Head coach is outstanding. The staff is tremendous, and we have a great group of players. So I'm happy to be here. So the transition was made pretty easy for me.
Jim, in several ways, you were kind of dealt a bad hand last season because of the Manning situation and whatnot. Do you ever wonder, what if? Do you allow that to?
Absolutely not. Doesn't even cross my mind, not one second. Not one second. You know, I think, you know, for the most part, I think you know that I believe that the good Lord has a plan for us. And oftentimes it's not as picturesque as we might like it. It may not unfold exactly the way that we had it planned, but it unfolded the way in which he wanted it. And I'm satisfied with that. And in due time, you know, it usually sort of presents itself and shows what he had in mind and why. So, but coming here was a blessing for me. It was a great opportunity. And like I said, I'm certainly glad to be here.
Colts are getting up a lot of yards on the ground this year. Will it be important to try to establish the running game, you know, early in this week?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is obviously making certain that we can control the line of scrimmage, fight to control the line of scrimmage, and this game will be no different in that respect. I mean, every team that we face, we've approached it that way, and obviously this won't be any different, but you can't do the same thing all the time against any team in this league, because if you do, they'll shut you down. So we have to be able to mix it up, a little bit of run and pass and change pace a little bit. And we also oftentimes within our scheme, we'll just do whatever they give us. You know, we have to make adjustments and have checks and so on and so forth. So at the line of scrimmage, a lot of times it dictates what you'll see.
Jim, the offense played so well against the Giants, and then last Sunday in Cincinnati, starters only played two series. Is too much kind of the idea of momentum and trying to build on what happened week 16 and wanting to be hot, so to speak, going into the playoffs?
Well, you know, I really think that oftentimes that most people wait until see how the game, most observers, I should say, just watch and see how the game, the outcome of the game, and then they make their assessment on what you should have done if it doesn't go quite the way you'd like. But, I think that John has done a great job in terms of making certain he tempers us, getting our direction from him in terms of getting our preparation ready and ready to go. He's obviously, this is the fifth year in a row that he's taken a team to the playoffs. And, we have a system here that's in place, and I think our preparation is true and pure, and we believe in it. So we work and prepare, and we'll see what happens.
Jim, you've been around a lot of great quarterbacks. Can you just talk about Joe and the winner that he is, the idea that he's brought this team to the playoffs five times? What do you like about him most?
Well, one of the things I think just in regard to Joe is that, people oftentimes just sort of take it for granted that a young man can come in as a rookie and lead a team to the playoffs. You look at how many times it's now this year, you got a few more doing it than normal, obviously, but for the most part, you look through history, it's not common. That is uncommon. And not only do it one year, not only do it the second year, not only the third, not only the fourth, but the fifth year. That to me is really a mark of a guy who continues to improve. He shows consistency that puts him in a little different bracket in that regard. And he's steadily improving. Great attitude. That's the thing I love about this guy. This guy has a great attitude. He's oftentimes, I think people kind of misunderstand him. They don't understand how much fire he has in him. But he has real desire, real competitor, and just does a tremendous job in getting ready to play. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here with him because he just gets better and better and better each and every day.
For 10 years, you probably enjoyed other offensive coordinators worrying about Freeney and Mathis. Now here you are. Are they still as tough as ever in your opinion?
No question. You know, no doubt about it. I mean, you look at those guys. I mean, for a number of years, I mean, they were just a terror, the two of them, those two bookends. They would give you so many problems because the minute you got into a situation where you had to pass and maybe a little bit more often than you would like, they would heat it up on you. Dwight still is powerful and strong. He's developed even a little bit more of a power move along with that great spin game that he has, and he can still get up the field and run by you. And Mathis, as usual, he does it all. I mean, he's just a talented guy. And fortunately, we've had an opportunity to play against some guys here down the stretch. At Denver, they had Dumervil, obviously, and Vaughn Miller. We had an opportunity to go against the Giants, who had some great rushers as well. So, you know, these two guys, a little bit different in their style, but very, very, very talented.
Defense, or do they look stout enough to you?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, they're big and strong inside. You know, Mookie Johnson inside. Ricardo Matthews is doing a nice job in there, knocking people back. They have a couple guys that I'm not familiar with that are doing a great job as well, just in terms of knowing them personally. But they do a nice job up front. And the guys on the end really set the edge nicely, and they have linebackers that can run. You have a linebacker that has 145 tackles. He's pretty special. Freeman, pretty special guy running around back there. And then Bethea, you know, is doing a nice job with 100 tackles as well. So he's downhill and in the mix. And it's a great group. And teams don't get to where they are unless they can keep you out of the end zone. And that's the thing that they do very, very well. They're stingy in the red zone.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks. Yep.
Thanks, Jim.
Welcome.